We hear a lot about sea level rise, especially in places like Florida. But inland waters are rising too, on rivers and in communities far from any body of water. Climate change, increased development, aging infrastructure are the main drivers behind flooding in many parts of the country, and it's expected to get worse. Reporter Richard Banks looks at how local governments in the Mid-South are preparing for what many expect will be an even wetter, possibly more calamitous future.
That house was flooded. Every house you see was flooded.
Pastor John Jones is standing in front of his life's work, the Bethesda Word of Life Church in North Memphis. In May 2011, water poured over the banks of the nearby Wolf River, swallowing parts of this Nutbush neighborhood.
We had garbage cans floating down the street. Matter of fact, I saw snakes and catfish swimming down Orchard Street.
A month later, the floodwaters receded, leaving Jones with more than $200,000 in damages.
Everything was destroyed.
So were properties throughout Shelby County, where Memphis is located. Approximately 1,300 homes and more than 400 businesses were affected when the Mississippi and its tributaries reached a near-record height.
It was just devastating, you know what I mean? Boy, I tell you, I just can't even describe it, I mean.
It's something that Pastor Jones hopes to never experience again. But with more precipitation becoming the new normal, he and others swamped by the flood of 2011 may have to. And it's not just the seasonal river floods that the area needs to prepare for in the coming years. It's also flash floods, like the one in Germantown, a suburb of Memphis, where almost a foot of rain fell overnight and overwhelmed the local stormwater system in 2019. More than 100 homes were flooded, some with several feet of water, and the damage was in the millions. Flash floods can also be deadly. According to the National Weather Service, they're among the deadliest types of natural disasters, and according to one report, the average annual frequency of flash floods in the Mid-South has nearly doubled since 1996. Andy Cupi, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Memphis, says,
in terms of having 11 inches in 4 to 6 hours, you're going to have some flooding somewhere. That water has to run off.
He says climate change may cause more of this extreme weather. It's getting wetter and hotter locally.
The climate is changing here. Based on climate data, the numbers, the cold hard numbers, do support that rainfall has increased. We've had some of our warmest years in Memphis over the past 20 years.
More urban development could also aggravate flooding. Impervious surfaces such as parking lots and roads give rainwater fewer places to soak into the ground. Instead, the runoff is forced into ever more taxed drainage systems, which are getting old.
So we needed to update, you know, our infrastructure.
That's Louis Lin, director of the Surface Water Institute at Christian Brothers University. He's working with Memphis and Shelby County officials to update their stormwater drainage procedures to accommodate for more urban sprawl and short but intense burst of rain. But it comes with a cost.
You're talking about the billions of dollars in order to upgrade.
A complete overhaul isn't likely in the near term, he says. In the short term, however, officials are using other resources to help keep people safe, ones that don't require much in the way of new physical infrastructure. In Nashville, after a series of floods over the past decade, the city created a new emergency early warning system that delivers more targeted alerts to neighborhoods rather than countywide. A similar geospecific alert system is being researched for the Memphis area. The goal is to give residents more specific information about weather-related threats. City officials could then focus resources on problem areas. John Zena is director of the Memphis and Shelby County Division of Planning and Development.
There are areas throughout the county that are flood prone. We know that.
Mitigating those disasters here, Zena says, entails buying out homes in floodplains and creating new floodways to divert water away from neighborhoods. Creating new stormwater infrastructure is also vital to dealing with flash floods.
There's an impact that we see as a result of climate change that is anticipated to only worsen over time.
Every community in the Mid-South, says Zena, needs to invest in the upgrades, which could take years or even decades. The nation's roads, bridges, and stormwater systems are in need of repair. According to the Infrastructure Report Card, the U.S. has earned a C-, and to improve that grade to a B+, it would cost about $2.6 trillion. Tennessee infrastructure has also earned a C-, and the cost of improvements is also steep, as is the cost of doing nothing. But it's not just a local issue or even one confined by state lines, says Zena.
The flow of water doesn't respect political boundaries.
Because of that, says Zena and other local officials, we must find ways to work across regional governments and political parties to find solutions and also foot the bills. For Here and Now, I'm Richard Banks.